because he was fully briefed. He knew that there would be cheating in the midterms. And then he knew that 2020 was going to happen. And the smartest thing that, I don't know if he's ever said this verbatim, but you can't tell people things. You have to make them experience it.
For saying that out loud, people are going to prison. And, of course, the whole point is to convince you not to say it out loud. So, don't let them. That's the only point. Don't let them.
One, if I decide to show you what Scotty Martin put together for us regarding the Constitution and Trump being the 19th president. Oh, yeah. If we get to that, I'll play it at the end. First, we'll unload the election, the Hillary double interview, Trump's border plan, his lead, those supporting his movement, and see how the world is turning to Satan, and many are calling him out on it, even in the MMA scene. While we continue to pray for them and see many change, those that are caught up in all of this evil, we're seeing many changes. I'll show you that too. So let's go.
When it comes to President Donald Trump, I want to say this because a lot of people accuse this man of being a racist. And I just want to say that I met President Donald Trump working on criminal justice reform. I too was one of the ones that said, no, I don't want to go talk to that man. I don't know him. He hates black people. That's what they said. And so they said, well, Angela, he's working on criminal justice reform. You have a story. Many of you may or may not know that I served time in a Georgia state prison. And while I was serving time in that prison, I was pregnant. And when it was time for me to deliver my baby, I was transported to a hospital here in Georgia by a police officer, and I was chained to a bed, and I was forced to give birth to my baby with a sheriff watching for a nonviolent crime. Also separated from my family for a nonviolent crime. But you know, the Democrats said we only supposed to fight for the family separation at the border. They forgot all about the family separation in the border. They want Trump to apologize for the CP5, but they demanded that Joe Biden apologize for the 94 crime bill. But that's something else. I had a story. They told me that this man was a racist, but I had a story, and I knew that if I could use my story to convince this man that there was a need to reform our criminal justice system, then I would do that. I wasn't going to be worried about emotions. I wasn't going to be worried about the media. I wasn't going to worry about the naysayers. I was going to go in with my story and see if I could make a difference. I found myself sitting in front of President Trump in the Oval Office, and I shared my story. This is the man that they told me was a racist. I don't know. I'm scared to death. Is he going to hang me? I don't know. Is he going to call the KKK the way that the media has portrayed it? I'm in a danger zone. Just so happened that he heard my story. Not only did he pass the First Step Act, but he also made it illegal for them to chain women to the bed during their childbirth. This white man that they told me was a racist, they told me he hated black people. So not only did he just sign one of the most historic forms of criminal justice reform legislation to ever hit this nation, overturning the 94 crime bill that massively incarcerated black America, freeing nearly 20,000 people to this day. The First Step Act. I sat in the Oval Office with a lot of criminal justice reform advocates. I saw Kim Kardashian.
There we have it. somebody making a stand in public in support of President Trump, not only supporting him, but has been there, walked into an office where she was told many lies about this mean, evil person. Even mentioned they're going to bring the KKK in there, according to what the news media was telling me, and they're going to get rid of me. And once again, I'm reminded as I watch this, again, many people who still claim that Trump is not who he says he is, they don't support him, all of the ways that he supported the baby in the womb, those who were put in jail for 20 years and he worked and found out that they didn't deserve that and got him out, hundreds of them released. People were put into prison that didn't belong there for many, many years, and he made sure they were taken care of. He's not a racist. How many times did he say Jesus Christ was the Son of God? How many times did he mention that in his Easter videos with his wife sitting next to him? How many times did he bring it up in Christmas? Yeah, dates might be off. I know some of you might be saying, well, those aren't the real... I know, but he still brought it up. How many presidents would do that? And then he's done something recently that Fletch 17 even mentioned. And he said it in this video here. Listen to this.
I want to thank everybody for the tremendous support you've shown. We're going to take back the Senate, take back the House. We're going to take back the White House. And sooner than you think, it's going to be really something special. But the love and the affection and the respect that you've given all of us, it's really important. The Republican Party is stronger than it's ever been, and it's going to be a lot stronger than it is right now. We're going to turn it around. We're going to turn it around fast. Thank you all very much. That support has been so incredible.
So we're going to take back the Senate, take back the House. We're going to take back the White House, and sooner than you think, it's going to be something special. Fletch asked something that I brought up to my family many times. Why does Trump keep saying that? Doesn't the election have to happen on a certain date? I'm like, aren't we supposed to wait till November 2024 and election happens and then they install him? And, you know, like, why does he keep saying it's going to be sooner than you think? He even mentioned in another speech I was looking for about a pause. You know, he had this pause that he set up, and he had to do the pause. The pause was important so that people would wake up, basically see what's going on, and it would, you know, challenge everyone to understand and know what they plan to do to you. And so that's going on. Then you head over to the polls, and you've got Post-ABC, Fox News, CNN, Wall Street Journal. Wall Street Journal has them tied with Biden. CNN has Trump one above Biden, 1 point. Interactive Polls has him at 52%, plus 10 over Biden. Not only that, Ultra Pepe Lives Matter showed us this, that the mainstream media is practically begging for Biden to be replaced. Trump predicted the 25th Amendment would be used on Biden, and he is devastating Biden every poll, and we already know the polls are fake. Who do you think they will replace him with? If they do. And so then you wonder, well, you know, what are the people thinking? What do they think about this president? Well, you know, Fox heads out and they go their little, you know, to these places like in Montana, and they're thinking, hey, maybe we'll find some folks, see what they're thinking, what they're going to vote for. Let's see what a few of these people had to say. You ready?
Facing Montana right now.
I think there's a lot more than just one issue. I think it's immigration. It's illegals coming through. It's drugs, it's cartels, it's sex trafficking, it's human trafficking. I mean, there's so many issues going on here that people really don't even open their eyes to because it's not publicized.
That issue is important to you. Why the border?
The border especially. My father was a Border Patrol agent for 33 years and retired. I passed away in 21, but he gave all his life, my childhood, to this country and protecting the border, keeping drugs out, keeping fentanyl out, keeping coke out, keeping all the bad things out that are affecting this community now today, just due to the fact that that's where, you know, crime happens. Yeah.
Yeah, brother, thank you and your dad for your service. Now, that's a clean hat. I want to talk to some of the college students, young folks here. So we got a big presidential race going on right now. We got a debate next week. What candidates are catching y'all's eyes?
You know, it's for me, it's always been Trump. He had great things for this country when he was president. And it's kind of sad to see what's happened to this country in the past 3.5 years, 3 years from there. So I'm really kind of on the Trump train.
Trump train. What about you, ma'am?
I'm going to have to agree with that. I mean, under the Trump administration, we had great policies, and we like to call it Trump Tana here.
Trump Tana. So we go to Montana, we call it Trump Tana. They're talking about the border and so much more. And then here's President Trump.
I've been watching DeSantis go out and say, I've got 8 years. It's going to be 8 years. Let me tell you something. Right there, you should vote against him. It'll take me 6 months to have it totally the way it was. We'll have it fast. It's drilling. It's the wall. And it's getting criminals out of our country that have been allowed to come in so freely.
Getting criminals out of the country that are coming in so freely. Imagine that. And so when we head to the border, we notice this. Roosevelt Hotel, the Roosevelt Hotel in New York City. Hundreds of migrants came into the massive processing center late at night. And if you notice the clothes that they're wearing, some of these clothes are not cheap at all. Where'd they get the money for this? The bags, the nice leather bags, the nice hats, nice jackets, nice sweatshirts. I mean, most of these guys look like they're military age, too. Do you see families? Do you see children? No, I see all young men, like they're enlisted in the military, going off to boot camp or something. It's weird. And so then you had that, and then you had a clip from Ultra MAGA Party basically exposing what President Trump said he's going to do as soon as he takes office.
Come on, folks. We all know you can't pick them up and ship them back across the border. It's a silly argument. Think about the families. Think about the children.
To send them back $500,000 a month is just not possible. And it's not embracing American values. And it would send a signal that we're not the kind of country that I know America is. What we need to do is allow people to earn legal status where they pay a fine. And over an extended period of time, they earn legal status. That's the path, a proper path to make it.
Okay, our conversation here in Manchester, New Hampshire continues with Donald Trump. And Donald, did he have a point there?
For those listening, they're interviewing on MSNBC 2015. Here's his answer.
And how exactly would you send these people back home? Physically, how?
Look, we have to do what we have to do. And I'm not just talking Mexico. They're coming in from Asia. They're coming in from all over the world.
Okay, conceptually, I understand what you're saying and what you're describing, but still, tell me the how. Are you going to have a massive deportation force?
You're going to have a deportation force.
Upon my inauguration, I will immediately terminate every open borders policy of the Biden administration and follow the Dwight D. Eisenhower model. We'll carry out the largest domestic deportation operation in American history.
He said that in 2023, recently. Ready? Continue.
President Trump got the language absolutely dead spot on. We are going to have the largest domestic mass deportation program in history. They're all going back. Not just the criminals and not just the insane asylums, which were the modifiers. Now, all of it, bigger than President Eisenhower.
Yeah, that's what, is there? What is this here then? Yeah, barriers for who? For who? For us? For the United States? Let you come down.
Never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City.
The illegal aliens found their way there. Why? You're a sanctuary city. So suck on it. Just deal with it. Don't come back here with a beggar bowl wanting more money. No. Citizens in New York, shut your schools down, cut your health care.
because there's a lot more. There's another 150,000 coming.
You're talking about 20,000 people moving massively, and this is going to get exacerbated by the moment. Eric Adams does not have any clue or idea of what is coming in the next incoming days.
Why are they heading north? Because Donald John Trump is not president of the United States of America.
Why are they heading north? I don't agree with Bannon on that one. Maybe the United States for America, he's president. We'll show you that. And becomes the 19th president. So yeah, maybe he's right that he's not the president of the United States of America. But at the same time, as we're watching this play out, we wonder why. And I had this discussion with several family members. And I don't know if you guys agree with me or not. It's just my opinion. But we say all the time, folks had to see it. They had to feel it. And they had to understand what they were brainwashed into believing. Right? All the time we're told, and I'd say it, President Trump had all rights to say, investigation's underway. All of you guys behind me, after the inauguration, you're all under arrest. Take them in, and what would happen? There'd be a civil war in America. People would be fighting with each other. We would be showing all the proof and the evidence that these folks were all evil. They wouldn't listen to us and more. It would take many years to deprogram the brain of all these people that were brainwashed to get them all together to say it's not left versus right. It's us versus them, the evil ones. They're doing all they can to destroy not only our nation, all nations around this earth. They put the plan together under the guise of evil. And it's playing out day by day. And in my opinion, they're sending these folks to the people that voted for all this. They're giving them everything they voted for, they asked for. They want migrants. They want the transgender stuff. They want the immoral behavior stuff in the schools. They want everything they vote. Oh, we want this. It's going to be great. And then they toast each other in their nice little homes and say everything's going to be great. All of a sudden, they open up the door and they've got illegal immigrants outside the door. They have nowhere idea where they're coming from. Their kids are coming home from school saying, hey, my teacher said they think that I'm a girl even though I'm a boy. Next thing you know, it starts having an effect on all these people that thought they were far away from all these issues they're voting for. And then it wakes them up. Anyway, I could go on a rant for a while, but we're going to be hitting on Tucker Carlson's cover of the election. We got old Hillary, the double, coming out. We've got some talk of treason and death for those that deserve it and more. I mean, we got some big ones coming up here. For now, I just wanted to make sure that we shared with you something to help you out. CBD. CBDDistillery.com is having a huge liquidation sale, and Rumble fans get an exclusive offer. Right now, you can get up to 50% off everything when you use code RUMBLE. Choose from a range of carefully formulated CBD and other plant-based solutions for relaxation, stress, sleep, and pain after physical activity, even mood and focus. They extract healing plant compounds and vital nutrients for your whole body. No artificial flavors, colors, preservatives, or sweeteners, just 100% clean ingredients. Don't miss this liquidation sale and get up to 50% off your order. Visit CBDDistillery.com and enter code RUMBLE. That's in the description box below, CBDDistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. That's CBDDistillery.com. Enter code RUMBLE for 50% off, up to 50% off.
Sending people to prison for saying that the last election was rigged, which it was. So, oh, how can you say the last election was rigged? Well, when the country's largest law enforcement organization, the FBI, actively works on behalf of one political party, and when its largest intelligence gathering agency, the CIA, does the same, it's a little bit like what's happening in Michigan. When federal employees paid for by the tax dollars of everyone take an aggressive position on the side of one political party, you can't have a fair election because you're using public money to put your thumb on the scale on behalf of a partisan cause. It is totally immoral. And it's not free and fair. If our election took place in Bolivia, the 2020 presidential election took place in Bolivia, I can promise you the State Department would report back and say that was not a free and fair election. And Wikipedia would report It was a clouded election because there was fraud and interference, which there was. If some oligarch, some tech oligarch, spent nearly $500 million to control the mechanics of the Bolivian election in 2020, we would say it's not a legitimate election. But when Mark Zuckerberg does it in the United States, oh, it's, he's just helping with COVID. Yeah, he's really afraid of COVID, I'm sure. Yeah. So for saying that out loud, people are going to prison. And, of course, the whole point is to convince you not to say it out loud. So, don't let them. That's the only point. Don't let them. And if you keep telling the truth, some of you probably get indicted by Dana Nessel. Woo-hoo. Well, you're going to women's prison, a little better. But still prison. But it's worth it. Anyway, don't be intimidated. Your children's future depends on your bravery.
Our children's future depends on our bravery. We know that. We need to speak up. We need to tell the truth on what's going on. There's some out there that say, hey, you know, the only thing that we should be focused on is the end times and look what's happening and it's the end of the earth and blah, blah. Nobody knows the day, the hour, the month. They don't know when the end is. I've said this before. They thought the end was coming back when Paul was walking around. He was busy putting the letters together, the scriptures together for us in the New Testament, with many others writing. Many were predicting the end back then. Then they predicted the end when World War II was here. They predicted the end of World War I, Civil War. I mean, we've had just times on the earth when things are just terrible. Yeah, are they lining up even better now where they can control all of us? You betcha. I get it. But you know what? Do not fear. That's the message. Thank you, Tucker, for that. Lieutenant Governor of Maryland, proxy of Biden White House, communicating with the MD FBI per Hunter Biden laptop. Congressman from L.A. asked Garland if he has been in discussions with FBI in Maryland. He said no, but my sources tell me that the Lieutenant Governor of Maryland was at the White House in June 2023 under the guise of Indian Prime Minister dinner, where Lieutenant Governor of Maryland was discussing with DOJ something about the FBI. In that meeting was Huma and Podesta too, and Jay Powell, who started running her mouth post the dinner. See, what else do we have? I'll show you this other stuff in Abramovich a little bit later. Yeah, she was picked for, I think, some type of help. Oh, ambassador for Ukraine. Yeah, we're going to show that a little bit later. A witch. Even worse than a witch. And then there was a Jan Halper interview. I'm going to show you that a little bit later. She had an overview. Somebody put an overview together of this whole interview that she did. Eyes put on by three of the most in the know strategically. Here's the notable statements and concepts. 12 of us anonymously monitor, interact with the Great Awakening. Another one, security clearance, but compartmentalized. Report to the PSYOP group above us. There's a military desired the Hussein removal. Civil war threat. Mainstream media was too strong. Trump asked to run. Trump strategically maneuvered. Worldwide chess. Systematic discrediting of the mainstream media. That's what they needed to do. Awakening in progress, and it's increasing. Sleepers are deeply programmed. Yes, they are. Near complete lack of freedom of thought. That's true. Something shocking is needed. A trigger to wake those still able to be awoken. We need a trigger to wake those folks that need to be woke up. Unprecedented extracurricular activities required. President Trump put out on December 3rd, 2022, unprecedented fraud requires unprecedented cure. Amen for that. So then why is Zelensky asking Trump for a peace plan but not Joe Biden? Zelensky to Trump. This is from Newsmax. Ukraine President Zelensky called on President Trump to disclose his peace plan for ending the war with Russia instead of waiting for the outcome of the 2024 U.S. presidential election. Imagine that. And then we had this, the Q track event, September 21st. Fox News chairman, member Rupert Murdoch, steps down. Also below Q, think resignations and Speaker of the House resigning was Paul Ryan, who went to Fox News. Remember that? And this also, Mark Milley, who led perhaps the most embarrassing moment in American history, according to President Trump, he wrote this, with his grossly incompetent implementation of the withdrawal from Afghanistan costing many lives, leaving behind hundreds of American citizens, and handing over billions of dollars of the finest military equipment ever made, will be leaving the military next week. This will be a time for all citizens of the USA to celebrate. This guy turned out to be a woke train wreck who, if the fake news reporting is correct, was actually dealing with China to give them a heads up on the thinking of the president of the United States. This is an act so egregious that in times gone by, the punishment would have been death. A war between China and the United States could have been the result of this treasonous act. To be continued. To be continued. To be continued. Three big words. Huh. What else would be out there on the treasonous side? President Trump said they are almost all dishonest and corrupt, but Comcast, with its one side and vicious coverage by NBC News, and in particular MSNBC, often correctly referred to as MSDNC, the Democrat National Committee, should be investigated for its, you ready? Here's a quote for you, country-threatening treason. Treason. What's the punishment for treason? You guys got that one down now, right? Their endless coverage of the now fully debunked scam known as Russia, 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 and much else is one big campaign contribution to the radical left Democrat Party. I say up front, openly, and proudly that when I win the presidency of the United States, they and others of the lamestream media will be thoroughly scrutinized for their knowingly dishonest and corrupt coverage of people, things, and events. Why should NBC or any other of the corrupt and dishonest media companies be entitled to use the very valuable airwaves of the USA free? They are a true threat to democracy. They are a true threat to democracy and are, in fact, the enemy of the people. The fake news media should pay a big price for what they have done to our once great country. Here they are, MSNBC, interviewing Clinton. Check this out.
Vladimir Putin has obviously your friend and mine.
Yes, indeed.
He has intervened in our election in the past.
Right.
It's not something, as you experienced firsthand, it's not something we talk about a lot. Do you fear that that is something that could be happening for 2024? And do you think we should be talking about it more?
Well, I think we should be talking about it more because I don't think, despite all of the deniers, there's any doubt that he interfered in our election or that he has interfered in many ways in internal affairs of other countries, funding political parties, funding, you know, political candidates, buying off, government officials in different places. So that is his opus, his opus operandi in the sense that he hates democracy. He particularly hates the West, and he especially hates us. And he has determined that he can do two things simultaneously. He can try to continue to damage and divide us internally, and he's quite good at it. Mm. And sadly, he has a lot of apologists and enablers in our own country, people who either don't see the danger or dismiss it out of hand or maybe agree with some of the positions he's taken on certain things, including his barbaric invasion of Ukraine. And so dividing us and then trying to seize territory in such a brutal way to try to expand his reach, to try to restore the Russian Empire, if not the former Soviet Union, that is who he is. Mm. I said that for years. Part of the reason he worked so hard against me is because he didn't think that he wanted me in the White House. So we are where we are. And part of the challenge is to continue to explain to the American public that, you know, the kind of leader Putin is, this authoritarian dictator who literally kills his opposition, kills journalists, poisons people who disagree with him, invades other country, interferes with our election. That is part of the alternative we have to reject in this election.
Sorry I had to play that for so long. I know some of you had to go to the restroom and probably throw up, but we had to get that out so you can hear how this body double that President Trump called a double, D-O-U-B-L-E, not devil, but yeah, it could be devil anyway, is essentially out there putting out these points about Russia. Hillary Clinton says that she fears that Russia will attempt to interfere in the 2024 election after she interfered in the 2016 and 2020 election by paying a British spy to help frame Donald Trump for colluding with Russia. The mainstream media, the establishment, and the Uniparty then proceeded to pretend like this might be true in one of the most potent smear campaigns we've ever witnessed, despite the fact that everyone knew Clinton paid to frame Trump for treason. Is she ever going to tell the truth just once in her entire life? The one that they're propping up as Hillary? No, of course not. And so I love it how that comes out in President Trump that I just read to you about these folks committing treason. They're the enemy of the people. They're the country threatening treason. They should be investigated for that. Oh, so good. Let's see, what else on the treason area do we have? Oh, Republican congressman calls for General Mark Milley to be executed in shockingly homophobic screed, says Mediaite. Mark Milley, the one that President Trump just called out. Paul Gosar went on a quote, homophobic tirade against General Mark Milley in a screed demanding Chairman Joint Chief of Staff be put to death. Oh, yeah. The moment you comprehend that the Democrats, rhinos, and all the D.C. cabal swampers are not fighting President Trump, but fighting their own treason, death penalties, and life incarcerations, well, this movie, quote-unquote, becomes ultimately so much more enjoyable to watch when you understand these folks are running for the hills. Let's see what else. Senator Bob Menendez indicted on bribery charges. No. The New Jersey Democrat and Senate Foreign Relations Committee chair had been under investigation for about a year. This is his second indictment since becoming a senator. Wow. He and his wife, Nadine, received hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes and used the senator's influence to enrich several businessmen from New Jersey, as well as the Egyptian government. He received cash, gold bars, payments toward a home mortgage, compensation for a low or no-show job, a luxury vehicle, and other items of value. He provided sensitive U.S. government information and pressured an official at the Agricultural Department for the purpose of protecting Egyptian-American businessman Wael Hanna and the government of Egypt. Goes on. Let's see, what else is going on? Oh, breaking down lawsuits involving Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones has been accused of sexually assaulting a woman after a game in 2018. He also has a paternity case pending. Man, they just keep falling all over the place. We're going to look at some decodes on some of this stuff that's going out from GH17. And definitely talk about the infiltration and change of America, what's been happening, how they're hiring the wrong people in Ukraine. We're going to talk about Abramovich's background, how they brought a Nazi in and did a standing ovation for that particular person. Unbelievable. You guys will see that. And then we'll have Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes, her quote, and then we're going to finish off today with Bryce Mitchell's amazing stance with his Bible after winning to close this out. I mean, it's going to be really amazing. First, I want to just tell you guys again, you can go to andweknow.com and find everything you need from us, our shopping, our sign up for our newsletter, and also you can become a fellowship member. We've been sharing with this quite a bit lately. My son puts together the Discord for this, and he makes sure that I get a chance to answer questions to people directly. If you're a fellow member, you get invited to these, and you'll receive merch discounts, monthly newsletters, special merch package, and guess what? You'll get invitations to events before everybody else, and there's a big one we're about to announce. And so cool. I'm so glad that they put this together, and it just gives people an opportunity to spend some time together, a little bit more intimate with me. And we can just enjoy each other. And you definitely just want to let you know that that's available. You'll get a package also for that with that. And also, you can get all of our merch. It's there. The new Luke 8:17 shirt. the back in stock of the bags. We've got the hats. We've got our books still available. The autobiography for me, and so much more. You guys know the fall's coming up. You can get your sweatshirts and so much more. And they're just looking forward to hearing from you to wear this gear and just show it to people. And we've got this picture here from Gail. Thank you, Gail, for sending this. She was baptized. Jesus is in my heart, as she wrote. And there she is being baptized in the And We Know merch. So cool. Here's more amazing pictures of Patriots wearing her gear.
Thank you, Mr. President. Dear leftists, I'm very happy to take part in this debate about democracy in Europe. So let me give you some example of very major democracy in Poland, over 1,000 years of tradition of Polish nation. Polish nation rejected you, dear leftists, 8 times. 8 times in a row you have lost elections in Poland. So get used to it, because you're gonna lose again. That's number one. Let me give you some data about Poland and Polish democracy. The lowest unemployment in European Union is Poland. The highest GDP after COVID in European Union is Poland. One of the lowest debts in European Union is Poland. So don't give us this rubbish about the need of educated immigration, as we heard yesterday. We don't need your doctors. We don't need your engineers. Take them all and pay for them. We don't need them. You know why? Because there's a zero terrorist attacks in Poland. Why? Because there's no illegal migration in Poland. So don't give me this look. Don't give me this arguments about the populism, because this is a fact. This is your data from Eurostat. So we don't need your engineers. We don't need your doctors. Take them. Do not teach us. Do not teach us about democracy, because we know what the democracy is. So learn from Poland. Be like Poland. Thank you very much.
Boom. Polish MEP. Dominik Tarzynski. Woo. Do not teach us about democracy. So powerful. This is great to have just great leaders out there fighting for their country and letting folks know, not on my watch. You know, what's amazing is I watch GH17. They do a great work and just finding things and digging in and saying, you know, I'm going to see if I can decode this. And I like to throw these in every now and then, especially when they're really cool like this one. This one right here. Dan Scavino dropped, you have enemies, good. That means you've stood up for something, someone in your life. That was a 14-second video clip that he posted. Oh, yeah. And it was set to 7:57, and he reversed it 5:27. And that 14-second clip, you go to number 14 on the Intel board, and it has all kinds of info I'll share with you. And you've got the 262 million... Remember, post from Elon Musk, giant difference no matter how you count it. The difference between 265 and 3 is 262. Great, giant difference, okay? So when you have a giant difference of 262, you makes you gonna go look at 262. 262 says Red Stringer 25th, Hussein Red Video 27th, Hussein in Asia on the 28th. Analyze coincidence, more than one meaning. Hussein read indictments variables. Think circle, take multiple paths. One connects to another. Learn to read the map. The map is the key. Remember, I think there's another one. News unlocks the map, right? Find the keystone. Who holds everything together? Monday, the 25th. See the 25th, how that connects all the way down to Monday on 527, matching perfectly with Dan Scavino's drop. Monday, the 25th. That's today. Next week is bigger. Public, we listen, 2080, 4060. Woo! Man, if that doesn't just light your fire right there and get you going, man, nothing will. I mean, we've just got all kinds of stuff going on. Let's see. If we go to that number 14, the one I like, does POTUS know where the bodies are buried? Does POTUS have the goods on most bad actors? Was Trump asked to run for president? Was the election supposed to be rigged? Did good people prevent the rigging? Why did POTUS form a panel to investigate? Huh. Was the POTUS chosen? Well, I'm going to show this to you real quick since it's supposed to be at the end, but since I've brought that up, check out what Dr. Jan Halpern-Hayes says.
If, in fact, let me back up even more. The military had actually wanted to get rid of Obama until they talked Trump into running. So then they had to make sure that all that fraud that the Democrats and the rhinos and the whatevers usually do in an election did not happen in 2016. So then let's go to September 12, 2018, in the Executive Order 13848. And you can ask, how did Trump know to write those things to then put in an executive order and even refer to the election of 2020? Because he was fully briefed. He knew that there would be cheating in the midterms. And then he knew that 2020 was going to happen. And the smartest thing that, I don't know if he's ever said this verbatim, but you can't tell people things. You have to make them experience it. You have to show them. And so whether it's just Trump's plan or part of the military that has been trying to get rid of the corruption for decades and decades, the fact is that it is an exceedingly smart plan with awareness. Now, I have been hoping that 2022, that we were going to have some exposure. I only found out after the fact that it was to find the low-hanging fruit. They already figured the high-hanging fruit, but they needed to see the low-hanging fruit of the corruption that was going on. And so this was something that very much needs to go on.
So here we are. It needs to go on. That's 2 minutes, 2 minute clip showing us what we just kind of discussed here. Drop number 14. Does POTUS have the goods on most bad actors? Was Trump asked to run for president? Was he asked? Huh. Why is POTUS surrounded by highly respected generals? Was Trump asked to run for president with assurances made to prevent tampering? How is POTUS always five steps ahead? And all that comes up perfectly with this Dr. Jan Halper, who's doing a great job getting in front of everything. And so this came out. Scotty Marr put this together and showed us that this Helen equals light manifest utopia said people just need to keep in mind that Dr. Jan Halpern-Hayes, is a designated messenger. She's doing a great job at it. She was, however, never in a position to have firsthand knowledge of the events as they occurred. That's why we value Spooked and the information he provides so highly. He's one of the three in the know that Jan talked about. That was released September 22nd, 2023. And then there's this long string, and I put it in the description box below. If you guys want to go through this, it's 25 minutes long, and I'm going to show you again. For those who don't know or might be new to this channel, if you go in the description box below, what I try to do is I'm showing you how I take my notes and I put just about everything that you see in our video. If you're looking at your screen, I've got links to just about everything that I'm covering, just about everything. Sometimes I miss a few here and there. You can send an email to contact at amweknow.com and we'll try to get or find the link for you if we can't, if it wasn't in the below description. But this one is. And I tell you what, it covers details. And I'm going to go over a few of these as just a reminder. I'm going to read those to those that are listening in. Sunday, September 17, 2023, the Constitution for the United States of America. Remember this, for the. Okay? I'm going to read it to you, and I'm just going to say, look, this is opinions that people are putting out based off of a lot of research, okay? And so it doesn't mean that we have all the answers and all the truth, but it seems to add up, okay? Part one, note, Constitution for the United States, not of. President Trump was not sworn in as the 46th president of the United States on January 20th. POTUS Trump was sworn in, and this is what many people say, in as the 19th president of the United States for America on March 4th, 2021. Interesting. What does that mean? The USA nation has not functioned or been operational since 1871 when this country became additionally a corporation owned by the City of London. When you see an American flag with gold fringe and gold tassels attached to it, it represents the corporation, United States of America, and not the country, United States for America. So since Trump was not certified as the presidential winner by Congress, he technically is not the POTUS. However, since the election of 2020 has yet to be resolved or certified, there was no POTUS. The corporation known as the United States of America ceased to exist. There's the flag of the U.S. of America. See? The gold fringe. Therefore, a military special operations command became the guardians of the nation pro tem. The American people and also the world was shown irrefutable proof that the election was stolen by foreign entities and the POTUS Trump was chosen by the American people by a landslide. Donald Trump assumed the presidency of the United States for America as the 19th POTUS following the last POTUS Ulysses S. Grant, who was elected before America became a corporation. The Act of 1871, the United States of America is a corporation. The Act of 1871, which established the District of Columbia, which operated under the status as the United States Corporation, which is, has been owned by the certain international bankers and aristocracy, I can't say that word very well, of Europe and Britain. So there you have it. In 1871, if you're looking at your screen, the Congress changed the name of the original Constitution by changing one significant word, Constitution. Established this Constitution for the United States of America. Okay? So in legal terms, a single word or two can make a critical difference in the content construct, and the change from lowercase to uppercase sometimes changes the structure and spelling, particularly when colonial lettering is replaced. The actual document underwent a minor alteration. It was given a capitalized title using the words of the, which contradicted the content of the constitutional wording below for the, and it became the official Constitution on record, reprinted in altered form and placed in the National Archive as the original. There's the original right there in front of you. Ordained and established this Constitution for the United States of America. Constitution for the United States. See, note that the title lettering differs from the document's other lettering, specifically the letter S, which is written as a modified F, which should be written like this, Congress of the United States. See that? So with a minor alteration of the letter S and the addition of the title to the Constitution, changing it from Constitution for the United States of America to Constitution of the United States of America. But Congress has known and does know this. Huh. So Congress passed an act to provide a government for the District of Columbia, also known as the Act of 1871, with no constitutional authority to do so. Congress created a separate form of government for the District of Columbia, a 10-mile square parcel of land. Acts of the 41st Congress, Section 34, Session 3, Chapter 61 and 62. That act was passed when the country was weakened and financially depleted in the aftermath of the Civil War, likely the product of the British economic and propaganda manipulation, and was a strategic move by foreign interests, international bankers, who were intent upon gaining a stranglehold on the coffers and neck of America. And there's a screenshot of that. Congress cut a deal with the international bankers, specifically Rothschilds of London, incurring a debt to these bankers. All, as with all loans or debts, collateral was required. Thus, the Act of 1871 formed a corporation called the United States. The corporation owned by foreign interests thus became the corporate owner of the U.S. Congress.
The Act of 1871 reconfigured the organic U.S. Constitution, retitling it and replacing the word for with the word of. Huh. So all of this, I could read the entire thing, would take several minutes, but it gives you kind of an understanding of how they played all of this out and brought the wars forward, how they funded the wars, how they funded the pandemics to get rid of millions of people. They used the wars to cover up their pandemics, to continually create the United Nations, set up other nations, and work their whole New World Order system and planned it over many, many years. And so as you read through this and go through it in detail, it'll just give you just more and more interesting information, even on 9/11, the cruise missile that was used to hit the Pentagon, and so much more. What they've been doing ever since, it gives you a full outline. So the U.S. government warned U.S. citizens 1968 to 9/11 to present. Mandatory vaccinations, corrupt elections, 87 new IRS agents, 87,000, excuse me, destruction of the U.S. military, corruption of the U.S. courts, congressional corruption, weaponization of intelligence community, weaponization of the law enforcement community, Pelosi declares combat vets potential terrorists, stage mass shootings, corrupt judges, defunding police, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, riots, burnings, murders, mass influx of illegals through open borders, Patriot Act, evisceration of the Bill of Rights, bogus 2020 election, Congress ignores denial of Bill of Rights for January 6th demonstrators, multi-million dollar bank accounts for congressional members and senators, blatant corruption at all levels of the government, intent to execute whistleblower Assange, absolute corruption by Hunter and Joe Biden, assassination of Justice Scalia by the left, appointment of unqualified justice to the Supreme Court, massive inflation, massive pedos in Congress and Senate, pedophilia in the Obama, Clinton, Bush White House, Bush, Clinton, Biden, Pence family corruption, attempted assassination of Reagan, conspiracy to create 9/11, 122 clinicides, Clinton Epstein child sexploitation, Biden, Pence pedos, Clinton Foundation, Clinton execution of SEAL Team 4 commander, Obama $125 million gift graft while in office, and so much more. You see? So much more. And so somebody had a theory about America. This would be Robert Spencer talks about how the lack of Christianity is making things worse.
When the West was Christian, then you didn't see all this craziness that you see in the society today. It's when the West starts to discard Christianity that all these things come in. Like Chesterton said, when people stop believing in God, it's not that they believe in nothing, they believe in anything. And we're seeing that illustrated every day now with increasingly insane public discourse coming from the left, and especially a social discourse. But this is not Christianity. Now, to be sure, you're absolutely right. There are a lot of leftist and liberal Christians who have essentially discarded Christianity.
Yeah.
And under the guise of Christianity, it's kind of like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. People would appear and they looked just the same, but the space aliens had taken their personalities and replaced them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have with a great deal of Christianity today. Unfortunately, it's been infected by exactly this kind of liberalism. And so a lot of people turn away thinking that's Christianity, when actually these people are not Christian in anything except the name Christianity.
That's right.
The West.
So a lot of folks think that when they're watching certain folks, listening to certain things on the radio and TV, it's just been infiltrated for so many years with false doctrine. People that claim that they're Christians, they're not. There's no fruit to show it. And more, and we've got Bible to back that up in case, just real quick, I want to throw this in there. Matthew 13, 24 through 30, another parable Jesus put forth to saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, see that? Asleep. His enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Guys, you know, the tares and the wheat look exactly the same. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared, the bad ones. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? He said to them, an enemy has done this. The servant said to him, do you want us to then to gather, go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest. At the time of the harvest, I'll say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Whew. Don't want to be a tare. No way. And so talking about America, talking about Christianity, just, you know, how the lack of Christianity is making things worse in America. We're talking about spiritual warfare and more. Then you go to places like this where they claim this is art. I don't know if this is in America or not, but can you imagine? This is what they're teaching in art class somewhere on this earth. Here we go. Oh, boy. And so if you're listening in, this is like a person wrapped up like a mummy, screaming and acting like a crazy person as they're unraveling and rolling all around like a demon-possessed person. And they're calling this art somewhere on the earth. Yeah, there we go. Unwraps herself and screams like a hyena. Let's see. Then you've got France. They talk about things like this. I mean, it's happening worldwide.
A gynecologist is accused of transphobia for denying care to a biological male.
Oh, my goodness. Why would that even be in the news? Yeah. What else would be in the news that would be evil? Well, I told you Zelensky asked Marina Abramovich to be an ambassador for Ukraine. By the way, nearly 80% of Ukrainians hold Zelensky responsible for corruption. Oh, yeah. And all Trudeau unveiled is $650 million more, or it looks like Canada dollars more, for Ukraine defense as Zelensky addresses Parliament. Canada has been given over 8.9 billion Canadian dollars thus far. Oh, and they approve Abramovich and more. And I was like, do I want to share the stuff about Abramovich? We're at the 53-minute mark more. And I just want to get to this part, make sure that you guys understand. And if you've got kids in the room and I show a couple things, I'm sorry. But I just wanted to warn you ahead of time. You need to know who this is and why this is a big deal if you don't know who Marina Abramovich is. Okay, ambassador for Ukraine. That's what they're asking. So they're asking for this person who, in the emails, the WikiLeaks mails, Tony Podesta. Remember, dear Tony, I'm so looking forward to the spirit cooking dinner at my place, says Marina Abramovich. Do you think me, you know, do you know if my brothers join? So Podestas were involved in this, which means the Clintons are involved in this, which means they're bringing the Clinton demonic person over to the Ukraine to be the ambassador. And if you knew anything about this person and you knew exactly what she was involved in, if it's even a she, she's a worshiper of Satan. Let me play a couple of seconds of this.
Must take a look at Aleister Crowley and the religion of Thelema. Thelema is a pagan occult doctrine created by Satanist Aleister Crowley in 1904. In Thelema, the Eucharistic host is called a cake of light and is made from flour, bodily fluids, and sacred oils. This is known as spirit cooking. Thelema is an occult order that attracts many influential artists. A great deal of rituals are sexual in nature. Crowley himself was ran out of Italy in 1923 by Mussolini when word of the practices at his Thelema compound in the Sicilian countryside got out. A compound he named the Abbey.
As people at the Abbey continued to lose their inhibitions, the sex magic rituals Crowley asked them to perform became more and more extreme.
So they go into that because they're basically connecting him, Aleister Crowley, the Satan worshiper, with the Marina Abramovich. Marina Abramovich is worshipped by many in the, you know, that world that we call the Hollyweird world, the singers, the Kardashians, the, let's see, Lady Gaga, if it's even a lady, and more. You remember Marina Abramovich had the Life on released by Microsoft. It had 24,000 dislikes, and they had to take it down. They wouldn't tell anybody why because she's so evil, and everybody knows it. And she does demonic acts. She has all kinds of things that I'm showing you quickly just to show you how evil she is because I just don't think it's proper for everyone to see. It's just demonic and evil and sinister. And she even was friends with John of God. Remember the one that was accused with all of the bad things going on down there that's also friends with Oprah. Now I'm going to show you this clip. We have time to explain to you and show you what these Hollywood elites and these rich bankers and more do with Abramovich as she brags about bringing them together to a 2011 Gala Spirit Cooking event. And I'm going to show you this so you can understand what we're up against, folks.
...of artists and make it possible to create these monumental works. Today, we don't have kings, but we have industry, we have the business, we have banks, that kind of people who really have a substantial amount of money who can support culture. I see the function of an artist as a servant. I think that art have to be shared. Art have to be disturbing. Art have to ask questions. Art have to predict future in some cases and have to have many layers of meaning.
And so the art that they're showing, that Marina Abramovic is talking about, is showing a head on a table at this 2011 Spirit Cooking. Then they have a skeleton on top of a body. And so I don't want to hear her voice anymore. I don't want anything bad to come from this, just to show you what these folks are involved in, these Hollywood elites, these singers, and more. A lot of them belong to a system where they go in here and they show the public through video what they were doing with these heads all over the tables and the spirit cooking. And they take this cake that's a body. They take a cake that's a body and they cut the body into parts. You see that? It's a cake. Enjoying eating the body, you know, the body. And then they go into a separate room when they turn the cameras off, and who knows what's going on in the separate room. It's sickening. What else is sickening? Well, supposedly, according to many, the left have now become everything they claim to hate: Nazi-loving, warmongering, establishment shill, pro-censorship, anti-freedom, anti-medical choice, big pharma junkies, beholden to the military-industrial complex. Everything negative they said about Trump is actually just a projection of their crimes and worse, and that fact became more obvious by the day. What I'm trying to say is this: you're watching the systematic destruction of the D Party. It's happening. Why? Because Friday, Canadian Parliament honored a 98-year-old Ukrainian immigrant who fought the Russians in World War II. He fought with the Nazis during the Third Reich as part of the 14th Waffen, also known as the SS Galincha, standing ovations for the literal Nazis.
Zelensky's speech received at least a dozen standing ovations. There was also one for this man, a 98-year-old Ukrainian-Canadian who fought for Ukrainian independence against the Russians during the Second World War.
Wow. If you didn't know, there's some positive things. Weird that in a shocking move, Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed the state assembly-approved bill AB 957. In a nutshell, this bill meant that if you disagreed with the other parent about sterilizing your child, you lose custody. All it needed was Gavin's signature. I'm surprised he vetoed this. Seriously, why would he veto this? Is he not in full control, or is he trying to win a political, you know, status for a run for president? Which seems more logical. And then just a reminder. Look at this one, Hillary Clinton and Foundation crimes against children. Just a reminder, these crimes. Also, Burger King wants you to have it your way. Who knew their way was wokeism, censorship, and cancel culture? Their burgers are not good anyway. Spend your money wisely, Burger King. Firms pull ads from Rumble platform over Russell Brand video. So if they don't like you, they'll take the ads off of Rumble now. So they don't want to be associated with you anymore. And let's see, what else is going on out there? Oh, even in Kuwait, they're doing some strange things that are positive.
Yesterday, Kuwait banned Barbie. Lebanon is now planning to follow suit. And Barbie is just the latest addition to a long list. Other victims are Spider-Man, Across the Spider-Verse, Everything Everywhere All at Once, Lightyear, West Side Story. All these movies had some direct representation to LGBTQ. But Barbie do not, and yet they have been cancelled. Why is West Asia doing this? Let me just read it out for you. The film promotes homosexuality and transsexuality, supports rejecting a father's guardianship, undermines and ridicules the role of the mother, and questions the necessity of marriage and having a family.
So, yes, Barbie is sickening. And after I watched, I think it was the Good Fight Ministries, they did a whole thing about it and said they went to see it so they'd understand what this whole hype was about, why it's so evil. And you know what, folks? I said, let me go check this thing out and see what it's all about, because I want to know before I tell the listeners what's going on, in case they haven't seen it, why it's important they don't watch it. The very first few minutes show children throwing babies around, baby dolls around, and busting them up into pieces and worshiping a giant Barbie. It also showed how it's not good to be pregnant. They kept making fun of the pregnant Barbie and said she was out of commission, basically. She was a mistake. They kept making fun of her in the movie. They made it look and appear as men are stupid. We have no say-so in anything. Our roles are all reversed, completely unbiblical, and it takes the roles of everyone, twists them in a very evil fashion. And when the guy tries to fall in love, he keeps slapping himself to remind himself he can't, he's not allowed to fall in love, and she doesn't want a relationship with him anyway. It's not good to have a relationship. It's good to just be on your own. Love yourself, and it's better to just have life without children. That's my summary in a nutshell. How evil. How evil. And I understand more. But you know what's even more sick? It was released so many, was like a month ago, a month and a half ago, and yet it's still bringing in hundreds of millions of dollars. People are just paying like crazy to watch it. And our kids are being indoctrinated. Anyway, so here is this, what I promised at the end. Bryce Mitchell donated $5,000 of his prize money to Hawaii, and he's holding the Bible, and he says he thinks Satan has taken over the earth. Here we go.
Roy declared the winner. Drove him through the fight. How'd he feel?
He's the hardest hitter I've ever fought. I didn't expect him to be so fast and move so well. And his grappling defense is so good, too. I brought this Bible in here tonight because I do believe Satan is taking over this earth. And something specifically I'm talking about is these fires in Hawaii. I'll be donating $5,000 to Dan Ige tonight to give to people in Hawaii, because I know they lost friends, they lost their homes, they lost their children. And I love these people with all my heart. And we have to show Satan that he can do nothing through the power of Christ when we come together. Let me ask you about your eye. Obviously, Dan connects with a couple of good shots there. Open up a cut above and underneath it. How much did that impair your vision?
Oh, that's a scratch, man. That ain't nothing. I know what you're talking about.
Hey, also, too, these fires in Hawaii, I don't believe that they were natural. I believe they were man-made. They're trying to take the land from the natives. And I want Dan Ige, a native Hawaiian, to lead this world in prayer against the power of Satan.
Well, congratulations on a great fight. Dan Ige, congratulations as well. Bryce Mitchell, Thug Nasty, tremendous performance, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, your winner, Thug Nasty, Bryce Mitchell!
Well, there he is, beat up to a pulp. And he's holding the word of God in front of the world. That's bold action right there. Matthew 6:25-26 says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they?
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, thank you for helping us get through this. Hopefully sharing those things that you would want share, you know, put out to the public. We constantly go before you just looking for guidance and direction. How to use our voice, our minds, those things that you would have, that you provided for us to use, those tools that you provided to just help us get around, help other people, just be helpers around our communities and more. You've answered our prayer in so many ways. We sense this whole thing building up more and more, and we're starting to find out more truth, and we're seeing so many people come to know you as their Lord and Savior. They're repenting of their sins, and they're making you Lord and Savior of their life. And it's just amazing to see all the changes, and we thank you for that. We ask for continued guidance and protection over those that are fighting this war against the enemy. We know that the enemy will not go away until you return and crush him forever and for good. We look forward to that. For now, please, Lord, we do ask for your protection in all that we do around our families and all of those that are out there doing all they can to get this information out. We ask all this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Thank you guys so much for all your support here for And We Know. Please hit the subscribe button if you would, and the like button and share. And we covet your prayers. We thank you as we continue to move forward. It is just amazing what you do for us. It's so amazing. We're so thankful. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with And We Know. Signing out.